Y'all, guess who's here? All right, I hope y'all here too. What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing today? Oh, it's Wednesday. It's what hump day out there. Hope everybody enjoyed the midday of the week. Oh man, I'm telling you, I'm doing good. What about you, Migraine? I see you out there. Migraine got here early today. Y'all know what? I'm telling you. I done set today up for y'all. I'm telling you, today is whatever Wednesday. You know what I mean? That means whatever in the heck you want to talk about. That's right. Since I kind of took your Monday away from you, I'm giving you Wednesday. So what y'all want to talk about today? Because we got so much to talk about. And I know it's a lot on your mind. Delicious, what's going on? I saw the delicious pop of my mouth started watering. Oh, my, my, my. Hey, you. How you doing today? Woo. I'm telling y'all. Are y'all ready? Are y'all ready for today? It's whatever Wednesday, y'all. It means y'all control what we talk about. I may start it, but it's up to y'all to finish. You understand what I'm saying? It doesn't matter to me what you're talking about today. That's why it's called Let's Talk. Because whatever's on your mind is on your mind, and we can talk about it. So I want to get that drink, that cocktail, that glass of water, that tea, your Sprite, your coffee with your little hook in it, whatever you want. And sit down, relax, and get ready, man, for some great conversation. Because this is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio, and I am Mr. Talk. And I'm hyped and ready today, y'all. So I hope y'all ready, too. And of course, my music always get me in a good mood. You know what I mean? Oh Lord, have mercy! I'm telling you, what's going on out there, y'all? How y'all doing? How's the weather out there, man? It is a nice, cool 99 degrees here in this place they call Texas. Oh Lord, have mercy! Oh, what's going on? What's happening? How you doing? What's up with you out there? Ooh, DP baby, I see you. All right, enjoying life, babe. Thank you for joining us. I'm glad you're here. All right. Like I said, today is whatever Wednesday. So if y'all got something y'all want to talk about, let me know. And we can get it on, man. 347-838-8622. Bring it. Let's talk about it. If you got something in the chat room you want to talk about, put it out there. Hey, I can read pretty well. Last time I checked, anyway. If military taught me nothing else, they taught me how to read. So, hey, y'all want to talk about something in the chat room? Come on. I can put it out here. I ain't got nothing going on today. That's right. I made it your day. Since I took y'all Soapbox Monday by bringing in my little topics, I'm going to give y'all whatever Wednesday. So what y'all want to talk about out there? I know it's some things y'all want to talk about. Because there's so much going on. We got plane crashes all over the place, train derailments, trials going on. Look, everybody's stuck on the old Trayvon Martin case. Man, you got a case going on with some mobsters, and we ain't going to talk about them dumbass celebrities. Because they just dumb. You know, then we got old Aaron Hernandez, who wants to be a gangster and a football player all at the same time. Man, we got so much going on. So what is it y'all want to talk about? I'm sure y'all working something out. Y'all let me know. Now, by chance, you don't use kind of timid, or I'm not going to say timid, you're kind of shy and you don't want everybody to know what you're talking about, that's no problem. Just send me an email at ericlesstalk@gmail.com. And I'll say it over there for you. That's right. Or you stop by the Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. Like the page. Drop me a note. We can do that too. Goofy, what's going on? Hey, Goofy is in the house, y'all. I'm telling you, whatever Wednesday, that's the day. It means whatever the hell y'all want to talk about. I don't care. If you want to talk about racism, if you want to talk about abortion, if you want to talk about why you got gray pubic hairs, if you want to talk about why your nose hair is stinging, if you want to talk about why you have a sting when you urinate, if you want to talk about why the grass outside is purple. Oh, Lord. You talk about whatever the hell you want to talk about. I don't care. Because it's whatever Wednesday. Y'all stop laughing at me. I'm okay. Okay, let's see. What's the Lawrence Taylor rape case about? Hell, I thought they hadn't threw that out of court. Well, they hadn't settled that already. I didn't know. I got to check up on that. Well, so what is the latest with the George Zimmerman trial? The same that's been going on for the last week. They working their way of getting him off. Okay, I see. Y'all ready now. That's what I'm talking about. Bring it on. All right, but before we get into all this great conversation, this great talking, let's go on and do this. The house rules are as follows. Be an adult. Act like you got some damn sense. Act like you know you done been on the air before. Act like you got some home training. Do I need to say it any other than that? That's right, y'all. I'm on it today, so I hope y'all going to call in with some sense because I'm on it. That's right. I am on it, ready, and ready to pop somebody upside the head. That's right, because I'm going to get it. Those are the house rules. Don't attack anybody on my show. Okay? Don't do it because I will attack you. I'm very liberal. I'm very... I like to hear everybody. I let everybody say $2, $3, $5, $6, $7, $8, $10 worth in. I do. But don't take advantage of that, okay? Please don't take advantage of that. Because just like I giveth, I can take it away. On this show anyway. That's right. So I'm just saying, y'all. I'm just saying. So those are the house rules of the day. So, I mean, house rules, period. Not just of the day. Those are the house rules, man. So I hope y'all, you know, do what you're going to do. All right. Now, with that being said, I got the house rules out the way. See how simple that is? You just have to put it out there. If people going to follow, they're going to follow. If not, well, you know what? They're going to follow. Put it that way. All right. Quote of the day. Are y'all ready for the quote of the day? I know y'all ready for the quote of the day because oh, here it comes. Laugh when... Wait. Oh, okay. Just had to make sure of something. All right. Okay, here it is. Laugh when you can, apologize when you should, and let go of what you can't change. Kiss slowly. Play hard. Forgive quickly. Take chances. Give everything and have no regrets. Life's too short to be anything but happy. I'm telling you, that's it. That's a hell of a quote, ain't it? Let's say it again. Laugh when you can. Apologize when you should. And let go of what you can't change. Kiss slowly and passionately. Play hard. Forgive quickly. Take chances. Give everything and have no regrets. Life's too short to be anything but happy. Woo, that's a quote. Okay, I added the passionate part to the kiss slowly, okay? Hey, I mean, come on now. Who kisses slowly without being passionate? I mean, the two kind of go together, don't they? I'm just asking a question. If I'm wrong, y'all tell me I'm wrong, but I guess if you're kissing slowly, you kind of have a little passion going on. You know what I mean? I ain't say drooling over each other. I say kissing passionately. And yeah, okay. Well, y'all on something today. Hasn't the needle been put in Zimmerman's arm yet? If not, the prosecutor sucks at their job. Well, you know what? Number one. you know, before I even get into all that, because I'm going to answer all two of those questions right there that's going on about Lawrence Taylor and the Zimmerman and the needle and all that. But before we get there, we're going to go on and get the song of the day out the way, because the song of the day is going to make you feel good. It's going to make you get up and do some things. And for those, yeah, it is a good quote of the day. Thank you, enjoying life. I got that from a very special person in my life. They sent it to me. I'm telling you, they be hooking me up. All right. Anyway, I was watching some, All right. Okay, my grand. We're going to get to that in a minute. But right now, y'all, without further ado, we're going to bring you the song of the day. Hey, I hope y'all know how to do it. Here it is, the song of the day.
Ladies and gentlemen, this here's another one for the Steppers. DJ Wayne Williams, put the record on.
Step to the left, step to the right, stand around and break it down tonight. Bring it on up, move in close,
All right, y'all. I was doing the step to the left, step to the right. See, I was doing it too. That's right. That was Happy People by R. Kelly, better known as the Stepping Song. That was started it all off, huh? You know, how many of y'all that know how to step? You know, Chicago style, whatever style you done learned lately. How many of y'all that know how to do the stepping, do the little step thing? You know, hey, if you learn how to do it, man, it'd be pretty cool. You know what I mean? You go step to the left, step to the right. Okay, I'm sorry. Shut up, Vernon. Yeah. Vernon said he would hear me sing. All right, y'all. Hey, today is whatever Wednesday. So, you know what? Whatever the hell you want to talk about, let's talk about this thing today. If you want to talk about molesting sheep, well, then, okay, we'll talk about molesting sheep. And speaking of molesting sheep, we're going to bring this guy in. Come on, Joe, talk to me today. What's going on?
Fuck you. Molesting sheep. I know that's a reference to me. What would you have said if it was somebody else on 111 besides me?
Well,
fuck Vernon,
I would ask them. I would ask them. Did you know who you are? Had they seen you molesting any sheep?
Yeah. I'm getting tired of all these people putting down my sheep. They're good fucking companions.
My grandson says molesting sheep is only a Thursday activity.
That's when I do it.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay.
You want to talk about depression today, or do you want to talk about something a little bit less serious?
Man, today is whatever Wednesday. You want to talk about depression? Let's talk about depression.
Okay, because I missed that.
We're not going to do depression today. We're not going to do depression. And here's the reason why. You know, because depression gets so, you know, you have to get kind of deep into depression.
Right.
And I want to go back and dig up some of the references and stuff I had from the earlier show. So,
right,
you know, we take it seriously. Because I'm not in a serious mood today. That's why it's whatever Wednesday. We're going to have some fun. We're going to be serious. It's going to be like a Wednesday fun Friday in the day. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
All right.
It was a little serious and a little bit jokey and a little bit, you know, whatever the hell we were. But we're going to do it today. So what's going on? Hey, you know what, though?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to start the whatever Wednesday off with. Like I said, we're going to start it, but wherever we finish at, we finish at. I don't know shit. Today is my day. I'm sure that's what I want to do. You know, it's a big thing going on about you know, this abortion thing. But come to find out, the state of California, some of the prisons from 2006 to 2010 were actually sterilizing women, you know, while they were in prison. If they had babies and, you know, had a whole bunch of babies before they went into prison.
Mm-hmm.
They was actually sterilizing these women without their permission.
Without
the state permission and their permission. You know, I was like, wow. And
well,
I know
but not without their permission.
No, without the female's permission.
I read the article on that.
For the most part. Now, okay, a few of them, you know, they were talked into it, but for the most part, a lot of them say they didn't know.
How would they not know? They'd have to lay down and get under anesthesia in order to have their tubes tied.
Yeah.
How would they not know?
Right.
I don't know the article. I'm going to have to admit, I didn't read it deeply, but what I read and what I heard on the radio, the people on the radio said they were sterilized against their will. And what I had read in the article, they were pressured into it. But you know, how would they not know? They went in there for tonsils and they came out with a tubal ligation.
They may have went in there for, you know, something else, and you know, ended up.
Let me ask you this, because
I've never been in prison, so I don't know, huh?
Yeah, but let me ask you about this: for a surgeon to do it, would they have to cut open the belly, or would they go in through the vagina?
Okay, Joe, women. We need an answer to that because I'm a man and I have no freaking idea.
Neither do I, because otherwise, you know, if they just lay down on the table, they can't be going to the infirmary for an aspirin and all of a sudden they get their tubes tied. They'd have to have.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it has to be something.
Yeah. So women, you know, all of you all like to get on the line and start running your mouths, so you might as well get on the line today and let us know what's going on.
There you go. Hey, Speculation Sports, welcome to the show. Knowledge, I see you out there. Let's bring Vernon in. Vernon, speak for about 4 minutes now. Let me bring Cuz in, see what Cuz got to say. What's going on, Cuz?
What's up, Cuz?
Cuz.
What's going on with everybody?
Cuz, you don't like my sheep anymore?
I don't have any problem with your sheep. Joe, as long as you keep them up in the mountains, man.
They're up there.
Yeah, keep them in the mouth. Yeah, I don't need them coming down south rubbing up against no man down here thinking they're going to do the same thing you do with them, driver.
Yeah, well, don't worry.
Oh.
They don't want to go down there.
What's
I
keep
my
on,
sheep
fella?
Real well.
What's going on, man?
As long as you wash your hands afterwards,
Joe. That question?
What? Oh.
About the Super Bowl. What were you going to say, Eric?
Nothing. I was saying just make sure you wash your hands after you play with your sheep, Joe. That's all.
Oh, it's there already. No problem.
Okay. All right.
Do you know the answer, Vern, about a woman getting a tubal ligation? Do you know how serious the procedure is? Do they have to cut open the belly? Do they go in through the belly button, the vagina? What do they do?
You know, I really don't know how exactly they do that, Joe. I really couldn't tell you, man.
Because
I know what you're talking about, but how they do it, I couldn't tell you.
Because they're saying they were doing it without, without knowing about it. How do you not know? You know, look, if we as men went into a doctor's office and we went there for our tonsils, sore throat, or if we went there because we had something wrong with our stomach, and then all of a sudden we walk in, the doctor says, well, let me put you under anesthesia, and you walk out, and you've got a couple of holes in your stomach, you know something happened.
Right.
So how can these women say they would they had it done to them without their knowing about it? They would have to know, or they'd have to find out that once they get up from the operation, something went wrong. So before they got the operation, what were they submitting themselves to be operated on for?
Okay, I'm looking at it right now. I said doctors allegedly targeted inmates that thought they were to be repeat offenders or already had many children.
Right.
Yeah. So
they talk into it. That's a difference. That's a huge difference between talking somebody into it and saying, you know, you went in for one thing, went to sleep, and got up and found out something happened.
But come on, Joe. We're talking about prisons. We're talking about prisons right now. Come on now. You think they're really going to tell everybody what they're doing to these folk back in the day? And they may do it now, but back then, come on, 2006, 2010.
Prior to 1974, 34 states were doing forced sterilization, and they were doing sterilization without the women knowing about it.
Mm-hmm.
But in the article that I read, which may be the same article that you're reading, these women are complaining that they were pressured into it, as opposed to all of you walk into an office and you walk out and they did something on you, and you didn't know what was going to happen. There's a big difference between, you know, well, I was pressured into it versus...
You was pressured into it,
yeah.
Come here.
My toe hurt. You come back and you just can't get it. Well,
right.
Someone probably was happy. They mean that they could sleep with the guards and get extra privileges.
Yeah, you know what? I was looking at that article to see if they got pregnant by the guards, and
I don't know. No, look, no one has said anything about that. That was just my saying. Hold on, let me bring Goofy in. You know,
they did that on the radio.
California. Huh?
They did that on the radio show that I was listening to. They said that they got made. They were made pregnant by some of the guards, too.
Okay, that's not, you know what, that's not hard to believe. Hey, Goofy, what's going on out there in California world? Hey, Refine the Design, darling. Thank you for joining us. What's going on?
Hey, it's going great, gentlemen. Happy Wednesday. It's hump day. I hope somebody gets laid today.
What's going on, Goofy?
Well,
hey, Goofy.
Okay.
Goof.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, thank you very much, Goof.
Okay. Thank you, but okay. We'll send you pictures. I mean, you know, I guess.
I'm just on here for a little bit. I got a job interview. Apparently, my money is slowly evaporating, so I have to go back into the workforce.
We got a minority got a job interview. Oh man, let's give a half for that one.
Yeah,
we'll hear that often.
And And check this out. If I get this job, I'll be the vice president of this company. That's how fucking good I'll be.
All right, right away I know it's a sex line. Well, these 1-900 numbers.
No. Come on.
I'm gonna ask him what he's gonna do. He gonna work in Washington State or work for the cartel or somebody?
No. It's a company that makes billboards throughout the United States, and I applied for it like 6 months ago, and they finally called me back with all my wonderful recommendations and all this other crap. I seem to be a top candidate. So,
good luck to you, Coop.
You finally, thank you. Yeah, good luck to you. You finally slipped your way into the on the run. You slipped your way into the
mainstream.
He's
going mainstream.
Yeah, I know. Can you believe that shit? And you know, the sad thing is, I want to hit some weed so bad. It's right here rolled up looking at me, but I can't.
What are you going to do for lunch, Goofy? You're going to have to leave the building and go outside or roll your own and smoke a blunt right there.
Oh, no. You know what? If I get this job, I'll be straight vice president from whatever, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. But once 501 comes, I'm out the door smoking that blunt, and I don't give a shit what people say. I need it for my cataract.
Good luck, dude.
Cataract.
Oh,
that's right. It is legal in medically legal in California. Right? Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. Whatever. Well, congratulations, Goofy. I wish you luck, bro. I really do.
Yeah. I really hope so, guys.
No, you
be,
won't be around
at
3 o'clock then.
being a vice president, I'm pretty sure I'll make some time for good old Eric Jackson.
He's not coming back,
Garrett.
He'll drop in and out. I understand, though. He'll have a job. Mm-hmm. All right, check this out, y'all. Walmart threatens it won't build 3 planned Washington stores if D.C. Council passes living wage bill. And basically, Walmart says it won't build 3 stores it had planned for the District of Columbia if lawmakers approve a bill that would force the retailer to pay his employees at least $12.50 an hour.
Well, that's a lot of money to pay for entry level.
Come on now. Like Walmart can't afford to pay it.
They can't.
My God, $12 sounds perfect. You know what I mean?
They can't.
Somebody who works at Walmart can't afford it. Because they've got 2.2 million employees on the payroll. If their payroll goes up by even a little bit, it wipes out their profits.
Hey, somebody go to Walmart page for me and look at their yearly earnings and tell me how much they pull
they
in
make,
a year.
They make, I think, $3 billion.
Walmart's
profit.
Earnings for the year.
And it's a 3%. No. You can go from, if it's net revenue, they can go from $360 billion, I think is what they make, to $3 billion net profit. That's net
profit. But you know what, Joe? It's not cheap. It's not cheap to live in D.C. either, though. So, I mean, wouldn't that be right along with the cost of living?
But it'd be a hell of a lot harder if Walmart goes out of business and everybody gets laid off. They have 2.2 million
employees. Walmart is not
going
to go out of business. Let's be real about that.
Really? Merrill Lynch went out of business. A lot of Fortune 500 companies, relatively.
Well, Merrill Lynch,
you don't understand. Walmart is not your particular grocery store. Walmart is a mall of groceries and particular items that certain people want. Whoever created Walmart did a great job.
Sam
Walton, you know,
created it, and he did do a great
job. They took your department stores and your grocery stores, and they put it together. Instead of going two different places, you could go all in one. Now, the $12, I could understand that because it costs a lot of money to live out there. But for people to be bitching and complaining about it, I mean, Walmart makes so much money throughout the whole United States.
I've done the accounting on them. I've had this discussion before.
Walmart made $15.7 billion in 2011. And they can't afford to pay their employees $12.50 an hour?
They have 2.2 million employees. In fact, they go up by $7 an hour.
You're lying, Eric. It is
January 2013, the gross profit was $113 billion. So, yeah. They're making money, regardless what the numbers are. They're making money, damn it.
They're not making enough money so that they can have a mandatory pay raise and it won't affect the bottom line.
Look, here's the thing. Either they pay it now, or, see, and that's the other thing with Walmart. You know, Walmart, they've been fighting for a long time to keep unions out so they won't have to pay employees. You know what I mean? So,
I was listening to an interview on the radio about a couple of weeks ago. I think the average salary, people think it's only like $15,000. The average salary is like $22,000, $25,000. They worked in order to keep their profit margin.
Is that taking into effect that the people working for what them people is, McDonald's and Burger King and Chick-fil-A, and all, is that taking into account that? I think if you was to add all that in, that would kind of knock it down a little bit. What do you think?
What does Chick-fil-A and McDonald's have to do with Walmart?
No. You said the average. Oh, you saying the average person that works for Walmart?
Yeah.
Well, hell, that's not. Of course, but they don't have any medical. I mean, they don't have any benefits. If they do have benefits. If they can't afford it.
You're gonna have to take a look at the accounting numbers before we really talk on this. All right, I've taken a look at.
Hey, Joe, we're talking about billions of dollars.
You have to take a look at the accounting figures.
Numbers can be public record. I'm sorry, Joe, but today I'm gonna yell at you. Thank you. I'm yelling at everybody. Numbers can be laryngitis on.
The thing is, you're going to have to take a look at the accounting figures to really talk about this.
Joe, we have learned from Enron and Madoff and all that numbers can be arranged any freaking way you want to arrange them. We know this. So what makes us think Walmart is
nothing
so
to do
stupid.
With retail? He was doing a Ponzi scheme for years.
My point is, numbers can be fixed anyway to say
that
what
I agree with.
The person wanted to say.
I agree
That's
with
my
you
point.
On that.
So who's saying Walmart is telling the truthies?
The truthies.
You know what, Joe? I want to smoke this blunt and argue with you, but I'm calming myself down little by little. We're talking billions of dollars, Joe. Do you know how much $1 billion could feed?
It has nothing to fucking do with the accounting figures. You gotta take a look at the accounting figures. I've been in this argument before.
In a fucking year. If you don't take
a look at the accounting figures, you can't talk on this particular subject. Because it's public record.
Look, I could talk on it because Walmart actually cuts the hours of their employees to make their little quarterly bonuses and stuff. So don't tell me Walmart can't afford it. Walmart just cheap as hell. Well, hold on. Let me bring knowledge in. I told you, that's whatever Wednesday, so y'all bring it.
All right.
What's going on, knowledge? How you doing today?
Okay.
Mr. Fox, Goofy, Vern, and Macaroni Joe.
Hey, look, fuck you, too. Get to the fucking point.
Well, he said hello, Joe. Good Lord.
I love you too, Joe, and your sheep. But anyway.
Who cares who you love, you fucking moron? Get to the point.
Oh, wow, Joe. What's with all the animosity today?
Because you're a fucking ass kisser.
Is that what I am, Joe?
I don't like you. In particular.
Wait, hold on. Wait a minute. Whose ass got his lips on him? Because it's not mine.
Yeah, these surgical implanted lips on my ass, on other people's ass, and on other people's toes. Fucking ass.
Okay.
I don't like it.
Okay. While Joe is
Then
vacillated.
You don't come in here And you don't fucking call me Macaroni Joe or any other fucking nickname that you want because you haven't been around long enough to call me anything. And
okay,
I'm not
Joe,
fucking
Joe, Joe, I stand corrected. I will call you Joe from now on.
That's very
wait
good.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Alex.
You're not
wait
part
minute.
Of the fucking.
Wait a minute,
we all
Joe.
Have earned each other
Joe.
Fucking back and forth.
Joe.
You haven't.
Joe.
Whatever.
Joe. That is not solution.
Almost.
Down.
Almost.
Downshift a little bit. Downshift.
Okay. Almost. Maybe that's why I got my fucking ire up. Because Jesus.
Yeah. You know,
Jesus.
You had with the fifth, the 16th gear on this on knowledge.
Woo.
Come on. Downshift
you're
a little bit. Now,
yeah,
here
well, you know, you're mentioning
that's
solution,
not solution
now.
That's not a solution.
Well, I don't know. Knowledge is following the footsteps of Mr. Solution. He's over there with good old Debbie. I mean, I don't want to point no fingers, but.
Oh, what? What? He sold himself out to Debbie, too?
Don't say that. Knowledge.
How do you sell yourself out to somebody on a computer?
Yeah, that's the solution. He sold himself out for a quarter.
No, I'm asking you.
I'm gonna have to disagree with you, Joe.
Oh, he didn't do that for a quarter?
I'm gonna have to disagree with you, Joe, because you said he did the same thing Solution did. Now Solution was on this show. He bashed everybody on the damn show.
That was the last day. Yeah.
He talked bad to people before he left, man.
But he's also saying, like,
nobody opinion meant shit to Solutions, man.
Most of the time.
And when you, now Joe, when you start voicing your own opinion with Solution, that's when y'all fell out.
Well, that too. But at the same time, remember when he said, "I find this," before we started talking.
Wait. Before we get too far into this conversation, look, even though at times, Knowledge does sound like him. They are not the same person, okay? Okay, let's clear that up. Knowledge is a part of the crew now. Since you just wanted to say, you know what, Joe be trying to run everybody out of the crew. You know what I mean?
What the fuck are you doing with Joe? When have I been trying to run anybody out of the crew?
Everybody's not a part of the crew, so only certain people.
All I did was to call and talk about Walmart, and then all of a sudden the discussion got turned on me. I don't even know how that happened.
Welcome to Whatever Wednesday.
Yeah.
I don't even know how that happened. Now, getting back to the topic, the only thing that I wanted to add is that Walmart is the largest importer of manufactured products. China is the largest exporter, and this is in the world, of manufactured products. And thanks to Clinton, being that he's from Arkansas and Walmart is based in Arkansas, he brokered a deal so that Walmart has no competition when it comes to imported goods from China. So I don't know how raising their rate of pay in one specific location is going to hurt their bottom line when that family makes more money per year than the bottom $180 million wage earners in this country.
All right, when that phony fucking
nah, Joe,
cat settles down. All right.
I thought you were going to go there with Arkansas. Don't you go in no bad places with Arkansas now.
I'm just talking about the facts. That's just the facts.
Oh. Okay.
It would be the same if Walmart was in Montana or Louisiana. It doesn't matter. The fact of the matter is that they have a monopoly on imported manufactured goods, which means that they have a direct pipeline with China, which is the largest exporter of manufactured goods in the world. Period.
In
the bottom line is they're making money hand over fist.
All right.
That's right.
Geniuses, you're going to have to take a look at the accounting figures. Then you're going to have to take a look at the argument the side is making about raising the pay. If you raise the pay for 2.2 million employees, you are going to get a lot less than the 3% profit margin that Walmart is making. When you do that, and they raise it more, let me see, about $7 more or something like that, they will be making not a profit, but a loss. And until people take a look at the accounting figures, we can talk all fucking day about China, Japan, imports, exports,
look,
sheep, but it doesn't mean a fucking thing.
Let's talk about Walmart. Walmart, it is a known fact. When Walmart moves into any area, there's a lot of jobs, a lot of mom-and-pop businesses that just go dead, just go out of business completely because Walmart takes up everything. But Walmart don't want to pay anything. They don't. You know,
I wouldn't either. If I had tax loopholes in front of me, I would take advantage of it like everybody else here would too. But the argument today is about whether or not Walmart should raise their pay if they raise their pay for 2.2. Just do the fucking math, people.
Okay, so I mean, what we're talking about the cost of living in Washington D.C. That's not like you living in Montana or in Carthage or Texas or what have you. You know, because you want people to work, but they can't afford to pay their bills anyway. So they got to work. And plus, Walmart ain't not trying to pay everybody full time. 34 to 36 hours is full time to Walmart. And then they'll cut your time in if they have to. Come on, Joe.
And they're the biggest employer in the fucking world,
too.
They've got 2.2 million people working for them. Nobody put a fucking gun to their head to work for them.
Well, damn, Joe, if it's the only place employing, what you going to do?
Well, if it's the only place, then how can anybody complain about them making people go out of fucking business?
Well, they can still do that, Joe. Come on.
Oh,
really?
Good God.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Come on, Joe.
Take a look at the accounting figures, and then we talk. Otherwise, we can't talk.
Oh, okay. Well, Joe said we can't talk now because we can't get
over
here.
Oh, you want to talk about Walmart? Let's talk about Walmart. What do you guys know about Walmart?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, you know, I have to admit, I have kind of an inside track on Walmart, so I know a lot that goes on that I shouldn't. But yeah, Walmart is not as great as they think. In fact, you know, there's a documentary on Walmart, the price of something. I forget the name of it.
I don't think I saw that one.
Yeah, you need to look at that one, and you'd be surprised at what's really going on with Walmart. You know, most people just see it on the outside, and yes, Walmart coming, and Sam Clubs is coming, and all that, but there's a lot of stuff going on with that company that's not kosher at all.
Oh, that may be the biggest crux in the world. All I'm talking about is the accounting, is that if you raise the price and you multiply the pay raise by 2.2 million, you're not going to find that Walmart is as rich as people think. It's only operating on a net 3% margin.
Okay. Anyway, the documentary is called The High Cost of Low Prices. So y'all need to check that out. But anyway, go ahead, Vernon. I hear you.
Any business that is productive, as successful as Walmart is, you know there's got to be some underhanded shit going on.
Well, yeah, I'm not going to deny that either.
Yeah. That's obvious. I mean, that's any way you go. Any business you get into.
Okay. All right.
We still need Ross to come on the line so we can find out about tubalization, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, tubalization. Ladies, we want to know about tubalization, so give us a call, 347-838-8622, so we can ask you some questions about tubalization. There was a question that was asked earlier in the show about Lawrence Taylor and a rape trial. I thought they had settled about that a long time ago. Anybody know anything about that going on?
Oh, you mean the one long time ago, a couple of years ago?
That's the one I thought they were talking about, unless it's a new one. Delicious.
Nah,
is that
son,
a new one?
No, his son's got accused of the same thing. Raping a prostitute, yeah.
Oh, how do you rape a prostitute? Well, I guess you can rape
you can, actually.
Yeah. Okay. I had to think about that after I said it. Like, okay.
Yeah. All right, because she can say no, too.
yeah, exactly.
But with Lawrence Taylor, he didn't know. He didn't force himself on it. What happened was, it was a 16-year-old chick who looked like she was about 25, 26.
You know what, bro? That's not that hard to believe. Because some of them walk around, if you just didn't know them, you would think they were that old.
Oh, yeah.
With all the makeup and all that other people's hair and all that good stuff. Heck yeah.
That's why I thought he got a raw deal. I think he got probation. But they put him through hell for about a year or so.
You have to consider who you was talking about, color of his skin, and all the other trouble he's been in throughout the years. Yeah, you know, they.
Yeah.
You know.
So
yeah.
They gave him...
Let's be honest. There's a contract out on famous black athletes and Hispanic athletes now. Trust me. If you come up before George in the justice system now, mm-hmm. and you're one of those two, they're going to give it to you. It's just that simple.
They gave it to Pete Rose. And
yeah.
they try to hang out.
Okay, look, Pete Rose went against his own time when he went to betting against his team.
He didn't bet against his team.
Yeah, well, he bet against their American pastime. But see, here's my point, Joe. Here's my point. Mm. See, who was the New York Yankees, darling? What's his name? Rodriguez or you know who else I'm out?
A-Rod,
yeah. Yeah, A-Rod. Well, they talking about suspending him for 100 games because of drugs now. Really?
Well, why not?
Why not? What you mean, why not? He's Mr. New York
Yankee. He's on drugs.
Oh, whatever.
And they went after, the guy's name just slipped my mind again. He had 65 home runs and broke my receiver record.
Look, let's be honest. Most of them guys up there, once they reach that level and they really a superstar, they doing something better than somebody else. All right, and all of it is not
making it in longer. That's what they're doing better than everybody else.
I bet
you none of these stars are as clean as they want to make themselves or make the fans believe.
I mean, if you go back to like Bo Jackson, Dion, you know, that was natural. That was natural ability. You know what I mean? But now
that's what I like.
Yeah. Oh, that's what you like, Joe. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't want the fucking steroids. You were talking about if you're black or Puerto Rican, they're going after you. And I'm saying, yeah, but they also went after the white guy.
Yeah, if you end up in the justice system, yeah, they slamming you. They're not, you know, they're slamming you. Regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I would and when it comes to sports, I would rather go back to it because Bo Jackson looked like he was on steroids, but he wasn't. The guy was just a natural athlete.
Yeah, yeah.
And
Barry Bonds,
you knew he was on roids.
Yeah,
he
blew
up in
the being tiny to, just being huge.
Yeah, okay.
He was
a superstar before then. I mean, he was on his way to first round Hall of Fame anyway.
Well, yeah, because he started off with in Pittsburgh, I think it was.
Yeah.
He started off in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Jose Canseco.
Jose Canseco started the whole shit. The whole shit.
Jose Canseco is just crazy as hell. Hey, Debbie Daly, I see you on the show. Thank you for joining us today. All right, ladies, we still looking for your call. 347-838-6222.
We want to know about
tubalization.
I bet you had about two of them. Come on, Debbie.
Well, see, you know what? You're so wrong for that, Joe.
Yeah, but I can be like Debbie. Wait, let me be like Debbie. But Debbie, I love you.
Okay.
Hey,
I don't know what
Jojo,
that came
I
from.
Love you. She says shit.
Is he gone?
Oh no, Knowledge still here. He's still here.
Oh,
he listening.
Oh, okay, I hadn't heard him say that.
Now you want to rustle the leaves, do you?
I just want to know if Knowledge still here. I hadn't heard him say anything, man.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Joe. Don't worry.
No. All right,
there we go.
This is whatever Wednesday here on Let's Talk. Whatever you want to talk about, that's what we're talking about. Right now, we're just talking about Walmart.
Oh,
and we're looking for some ladies called about some tubalization, gation, whatever the hell. You're tired of tubes, okay? Tired of tubes, damn it. Let's say what it is. All
so
right,
you're
hold on.
A fucking medical procedure into a fucking steak. It's not tubalization. It's not something to eat.
Well, I don't know. You get on some of them drugs, you may eat it. I don't know.
I want to talk about something controversial.
Oh, like we haven't?
I know, right? But go ahead, Vernon. Hold on, let me bring Ebony in first. Let me bring Ebony in first.
Now she's going to be the calming voice of all this. You know we're not going to have any controversy when she's around.
You know what? I'm only just saying, Joe. Like, I don't know what you're on. I've been listening. I'm like, what's happening to Joe tonight? We having a little bad moment.
Yeah, I guess I was wrong. You're not the calming effect. You're coming here, and the first thing out of your mouth is something's wrong with Joe. All right, you want to be part of this? No problem.
Whatever.
Like,
have
you looked at mental tonight? What's going on?
Seriously.
Don't.
What's happening to
you? You're right.
Derek, do you want to ask her or do you me?
Well, you go ahead and ask, Joe.
All right.
You go ahead.
You want to ask?
Ebony, well, it's not personal about you, don't worry. It's there's a thing in the paper about prisoners, female prisoners. The accusation has been that they were, without their knowledge, they had to undergo tubal ligation, you know, tying up your plumbing. And I said they were pressured into it. I wanted to ask you or anybody who came on the line, can you get your tubes tied without your knowing it?
No, you would know. You would know.
You would know? Oh, there's no way.
No.
You know, there's no way you can they can sneak it in on you.
Not unless you're having an operation and they did it without your knowledge. But like, you have to sign to have that kind of stuff done. That's serious.
Go in through your vagina, or do they open up something through your belly button, or do they go into the stomach? How do they do this?
I don't know because I've never had my tubes tied.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't know how we.
So what we have here, Ebony, is an assumption that they don't have to do it. So you really don't know from experience then, correct?
No, I don't. I know because I have friends who've had it done.
Excuse me. That is a yes or no a question?
No, the question is, every person had it done. The answer is,
okay.
You gotta watch it today, Ebony.
Yeah, today's a
tough one, Ebony. Whatever, listen, I first file, right? But just to say that, you know, I have friends who have had the snip done, and when you have it done, you have to sign, you know, because you're signing your right to have a child.
We're just talking about prisoners. They don't have rights.
Well, in prisoners, I don't know. I don't know prisoners. Sorry, I missed that bit.
I
don't know about
prisoners.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Oh, all right. Your phone on my phone was breaking up. I'm on a different phone today, so my Obama phone is taking a break.
Seriously?
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, no. You're still in them damn mountains making all that static and stuff.
Am I still making? Oh, okay. Let me change that, then. I'll be right back in a couple minutes, man. Don't hang up, otherwise you're still going to get it.
Oh, my God.
Ebony, I'm just giving you a hard time. I was trying to get to your show yesterday, but I had some reservation problems, you know, so I kind of took up
that's
the time.
That's all right,
so.
Honey. That's okay. Joe was on and Michael. And,
yes,
and they
know.
They did a good job. Michael was about to help. But he was pretty out of control yesterday. He thought he did. He was good. He was good. He was good.
Cool. Ebony, sorry? I thought I made a little bit of an improvement, but I guess it didn't.
Damn.
Oh, I'm trying. Somebody drive it somewhere.
I hear it too, Eric. It ain't me. It is not me.
Okay.
Away?
Anyway, we'll move on. We'll figure it out as we go on. Anyway, it may be goofy on his way to
gentlemen and ladies.
Okay. See, anyway. So, I forgot what we was talking about. Now, Ebony came in and changed. Oh, yeah, we was talking about the tubal ligation. Tubal ligation. So, Ebony says there's a piece of paper that has to be signed. But does is that so in prison as well? I guess it would.
Well, I would imagine so. But the thing is that the controversy is whether or not they knew that they were getting their tubes tied with their knowledge, or were they pressured into it. I say, yeah, they were probably pressured into it, but it's a hell of a lot different than saying you walked in for a tonsillectomy and walked out with your tubes tied.
Well, wait a minute. I thought they shot him with some serum that would make him sterile. I didn't know that they made their they actually
No. They were tying. They were tying up their tubes. The plumbing got all twisted and stuff. Yeah.
Wait a minute. That is a good point, though. That is a good point. Goofy brought up. What if that could happen? That falls under human rights. What falls under? When prisoners have human rights?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
If you could be shot with a
of course
sperm,
it does.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you something when they tell you when you're in prison or jail. You're their property. There is no fucking I have rights and shit like that. You are a warden of the court. You belong to them. So basically they can do whatever the fuck they want with you. And I'm sorry to say that, but that's true.
Really?
You lose your rights, and boom, this is what you get.
Joe, you didn't know prisoners had rights?
Wow.
Joe.
What?
You didn't know prisoners had rights?
Prisoners do have rights.
Oh, they got rights.
That doesn't mean
right
that they don't get
them damn bar.
Huh?
Well, let me tell you the only rights that prisoners have. The right arm.
Right. What's the only
and
right
that's
they have?
That's their only thing. They have their right arm, and that's the only right that they fucking have. And it's sad.
they got too many damn rights and privileges. I don't know about y'all in big man, but in this state, they don't even have to go outside and work if it's over 94 degrees outside.
Get out of here. You serious?
I'm serious.
You know what?
There was one time when I was in the juvenile detention, and they had us out in the fields trying to clear the creeks from flooding and shit. It was about 100 and maybe 12 outside. They didn't give a shit. Fuck. And the funny thing is, you had to wear your outfit. You couldn't take it off and be in your tank top. But hell nah.
You
had to
hear
in that heat.
You
want to
hear something that you're not going to believe?
In the good old state of Arkansas, they got the right not to go out there. Not only that, some of them are working in your Tyson chicken plants, so.
Which is okay. I don't mind them.
They got a chance to make their own damn money.
Which is good, because, you know, if we had more programs where felons would get jobs, then we wouldn't have, you know, a huge rate of recidivism. But here's something I don't know if you guys may or may not be aware of this. Do you know that slavery is still legal in the Constitution?
I heard it off of their books.
Joe, hold on. Before you throw that out there, why don't you show me a slave?
How many Americans do we have living in America? 300 and what, five?
Show me a slave and then talk about that.
Wait. Okay, when we say slave, let's go on since we didn't hit that. What is the definition of slave you are referring to, Joe?
In the Constitution, even though slavery was abolished by whatever amendment, there still is a clause in the Constitution that you can be held into slavery if you are convicted of a felony. Take a look at the Constitution. Slavery, the term slavery, is in there. It's not an interpretation. It's the word slavery is in there. That's how they have chain gangs.
Do they still have chain gangs out there?
I'm pretty sure in Louisiana and deep areas of the South.
Yeah. I don't know for sure, but I'm sure they do in Mississippi. If anybody have them, Mississippi have them. You know, Mississippi, I tell you.
Debbie, you are telling the truth, because grandmas nowadays are the slaves of families.
I'm talking about literal slaves. I'm talking about convicts.
We got some breaking news, Eric.
What?
Zimmerman will not take the stand to testify.
He's going to take the stand?
Really? He's not going to take it.
Oh, okay. No, he's not going to take it. I'm going to say, was that a big surprise?
He is not going to take the stand.
They don't need him to. It's sad to say they don't need him to.
Has the defense put on their case yet?
Yeah, the defense about through. They think the defense should raise their case today. So,
part of their case today?
No, they should be stopping the arresting today.
Oh, they should be resting the case, the defense?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. Look, Delicious Talk. Delicious says, slavery is still gone today. Walmart owns a lot of them.
no.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm with
I
that.
Would call them indentured servants, but okay.
He shall see Grandma in her new Victoria's Secret tankini today. Oh, Lord. Okay, Debbie. Okay, Debbie. We'll say that for your show tonight. Make sure you have on that tankini tonight.
Oh, my God. You know what, Debbie? I didn't mean to ask you to tell us that. You know, I was just basically saying what you were saying, that you're your own family slave.
It's okay. It's all right. Hey, today is whatever wins to y'all here on Let's Talk. That means whatever goes, goes. You want to join in, 347-838-8622. Ebony, where you at? You quiet.
Sorry, guys. I'm shuffling.
Oh, okay.
So
are you sleeping?
But, no, I'm by myself. Oh. A lovely dress. I'm in the shop buying a dress. And so, like, I kind of need to focus when I'm buying something, you know, girly. So, sorry,
okay.
Guys.
All right. She
wow, good.
Girly.
Ebony, can I ask you a question? How come you don't have a young lad taking you out and spoiling you?
Oh,
I do have that, actually. He just arrived back in the country. He's been in Barbados for a little while, and he surprised me yesterday. He turned up out of the blue and came to see me, and yeah. So, the reason why I'm shopping now is I'm going to an awards show tomorrow. You guys know I work in community development. One of my clients, kind of people I work with, she's going to be getting an award, and I need to make sure I've got a really nice dress. So I just went out and bought myself something new. And it's all compliments of my baby. So, yeah, he's not here, but he's giving me the card.
Yeah, of course.
Oh.
Of course.
Oh. Oh, you just broke some hearts when you said my baby.
There it goes. My heart out the window. Shattered in a million pieces.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Look.
You know, time. You're far away, guys. But there's time, you know. I mean, at the moment, I'm in the UK, and you guys can't get to the UK. So, you know, I've got to make do until you get here. Do you know what I mean? That's where you've got to look at it.
You caught that, huh?
Did you hear that?
Yeah, we heard it.
Did you hear that, Joe? How well I got out of that? Oh, I'm good. I'm really good.
Yeah? Really, huh?
Oh, okay. All right. Well. Wow.
So,
all right.
Joe, did you enjoy the show last night? Joe, did you enjoy the show last night?
Yeah, I enjoyed the show when. As a matter of fact, I like it better when you don't have a guest on. That way, people can come in and talk, and we can have a discussion. Yeah, I like it like that.
That way, Joe keeps center stage.
You
hold
didn't
on,
have any idea yourself.
Let me bring another call to you. Hello, 111. You're on the air.
Hello?
Who?
Hello.
Yeah, you. Me.
Oh, it's me. Hello,
yeah, it's you.
Hi,
hello.
Babe.
All right, Joe, ask your question.
Oh, May, did you get the tube of ligation like you should have?
No, I gave it to you.
Okay.
Wow, that was
fabulous. Now, do you want to answer to your question?
That was my question. You gave the answer.
About 100 experiments that were done to people on this planet. You need to look them up, Joe. If you would have looked them up yesterday, you would understand the question that you're asking today. It's possible that they could have done that to them, telling them there was something else wrong with them. They could have had appendix, thinking they were getting their appendix taken out, and they were doing something else. That's America. That's how they do stuff.
Okay.
Not
so
in the article. I'm not denying that. They've done it up until about 1974, and finally they got apologies from a lot of the states for having it. And if you were here about a half an hour ago, you would have heard me say that the states apologized for having done it. What I'm talking about is in the article, it doesn't say that they had gotten it done without their knowing about it.
I'm quite sure they got it done without them knowing about it. I just gave you one reason. Okay.
You're not answering that question. You can't say that just by going back to the article, which contradicts what you just said.
They could have said something was wrong with them that was not to give them a, you said if they put them under, and they would know that something happened to them when they went to sleep. Somebody told you
okay.
they were taking your appendix
the
out.
The fact that
put,
it's possible is something we've already acknowledged.
And it's done through the neighbor, sir.
The neighbor.
Just like
that's
your
what
appendix.
I wanted to find out.
Just like they
okay.
give you appendix. That's how it's done.
So it's done through the navel. Okay,
yeah.
Now we know.
Which is the belly button.
Okay, yeah. David Daly in the chat room says, 143 years after passage of the 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution and 60 years after Article 4 of the U.N.'s Universal Declaration of Human Rights bans slavery and the slave trade worldwide, there are more slaves than ever. Huh.
Yes, it is.
Hey, who is the U.N. anyway? That's a good question. Who the hell is the U.N. and what do they really do?
Oh, besides, the U.N. was...
Besides sitting in that place down there in New York and talk through their little universal translators and carry on. Besides that, what else they do?
They're trying to get the world under one new world order.
Here we go again.
So they're trying to get another new world order. Really?
The purpose is when they go in, when you're in the UN building, is that all the nations come together.
Whatever.
And they're supposed to be trying to bring peace. But you got some people that sit back and study war. If we didn't have, if we got rid of those people, I think the world would be better off. Those that sit back and study war, plan wars, and never step foot on a war field in their life.
Okay, look,
those are the kind of people that
veteran,
need to go.
Okay, being a veteran and having been in some places with the so-called UN troops, not doing a good job because they suck. That's why I'm asking, what do they really do? Because they suck. They don't do nothing. They ride around in their little vehicles with UN written on them, and that's about it. The shit hit the fan, they go the other way. So what do they really do? Where
they
you at, Nardis?
Everybody else killed.
Somewhere. Huh?
They get everybody else killed, probably part of their depopulation plan.
Don't keep talking about a population plan. Why would the population need to be taken care of anyway?
Formulate your
question. And then people that want to get rid of them, then put them on the earth.
People who want to
that's resistance.
That's why I don't understand why you got people want to sit back and control the population. Then they want to study war. Do y'all think if we got rid of those people or they left the earth, it would be a better place?
Well, how many people would have to leave the earth for your idea?
It's like this. It's like this. When you get rid of some, there's always more coming.
That's right.
Yeah.
See, Joe, you don't talk about the experiment they were doing in the prison, trying to put chips in their heads and all these experiments they do. You talking about in 74? They got a lot of experiments they done on prisoners.
So what's your
knowledge.
Point?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what's your point?
We won't discuss those. You're talking about the women.
Joe be up there in the mountains experimenting with them damn sheep. You know what I'm saying?
Really?
He be putting the chips in them sheep so they won't run too far away. Well, he know he... See, that way he be missing some days.
Joe don't know a sheep. Joe probably don't know nothing about a sheep.
Oh,
the only thing I know about sheep is what they look like.
From behind.
No. I'm going to let that fly for right now, Eric.
I'm sure you are.
Joe.
Yeah.
Super fly.
What do you think about the Agent Orange that they did on the soldiers and stuff when they put that in, and that happened to them?
What do I think about
when they
what?
Use the Agent Orange stuff? Yes.
Oh, Jesus fucking Jesus.
And they denied it.
Look,
what do you think happened to the vets from Vietnam? The fucking vets, they came over.
Look, that Agent Orange is just like them pills they tried to give us in Saudi that say, here, take these pills. It's for your protection, but you don't tell anybody. Yeah, it's the same thing. You know, if you were dumb enough to swallow them, then, I mean, but the Agent Orange, really, you know, that was. It was a test. They didn't know what it was do to people. They really didn't.
Whoa, hold it. You've got a fucking gas and liquid decontaminants that are geared to destroy foliage, supposedly destroy foliage in about a week or so, and they're not supposed to affect the human nervous system?
Oh, not at all, Joe. Come on.
Oh, I know. Okay. You're playing devil's
Joe, so
advocate.
They stopped doing it.
You know, okay, it didn't do all that. It didn't cause all that problems in the test rats and the test chimpanzees and stuff. So it was okay. You know, collateral damage was acceptable in that situation. As long as it killed it more enemy than it killed our own.
Oh, okay. If you want to say it like that, then Kissinger won. All right. But the vets didn't win.
Yeah, of course the vets didn't win. Hey, you know, shoot. Come on now.
I know. You know what? They were, you know, they had vets who were actually making lemonade out of those goddamn Agent Orange drums because they believed that what the government told them was true.
Of course.
Here they are. Oh, it's well, I mean, I would have believed it too at that age. I mean, at the age of 21, 17, however old those kids were, I would have believed it.
You know, let's be honest. You know, back then, you know, drug use was high. You know, mm-hmm. So. Hey, where Goofy at? Oh, he ain't come back.
That was
but
an
anyway,
experiment, too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you high over there, and hey, this look like a good thing to make some lemonade in. Okay. I mean, I can lie. Hey, you know, I don't thought about making some stuff
it.
When I was over there, too. I wasn't making no damn lemonade, but, you know.
I would make lemonade out of it when they were spraying it on things.
You'd be surprised. Look, a soldier is a very, resourceful person. You can make some everything out of something if you really want to.
You want to make lemonade as a spare drum, you just make the lemonade right there.
Yeah. Where do I find that so I can see?
Easy.
I mean,
you know,
I want to look that
water
up.
Truck, but you had a water truck. They had plenty of rivers and oceans. And, I mean, you boil the water, make your lemonade, put it in there. Hell,
but
the bigger the drum, the more you have, the less you have to make it all the time. That's easy.
You're saying after they used the chemicals out of the drum, they made lemonade.
I'm not saying
okay.
They used the chemicals out of the drum. I'm not saying they poured the fucking Agent Orange into the lemonade. They used the fucking empty drum where they had the Agent Orange, and they used it for lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
They still had the residue from the Agent Orange in the drum.
I think I better go ask this person that I know that was working in the fire department that was doing spraying how they did it. I'll ask him tomorrow.
Good.
I ask him tonight so he can explain. Then I'll come back and report
tomorrow. Yeah, come back and report.
Why don't you ask him now? Report back tomorrow.
I can call him and ask him now.
Let's do that.
That won't be no problem.
No, you missed what Joe said then. I caught you, Joe.
What?
Joe said,
I think he's
about
80
years old.
Don't
ask him now. You report back tomorrow.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Ask him now. Report back tomorrow.
No. I can tell you
now.
Today. I can call him in 2 minutes. Last question. He's 80 years old, and I can do it. No problem.
Yeah, that may take you tomorrow. I don't know, though.
Yeah.
I don't. Well, go ahead. Go on and hit that up, Mason. Let us know.
Mm-hmm. Sure, I think
I will
now.
But go on to do what Joe said. There's a lot of our veterans out there, you know, even the ones that went through the Gulf War that got caught up in those oil fields, oil fires, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that. You know, who would think oil would do that much to you, but, you know, it's inhaling it and, you know, shit.
What about 9/11 when?
But, Joe, you said they stopped experimenting in 75,
the,
74.
The
that was about sterilization. Open up your ears, please. We're talking about
sterilization. Was that fair to do that then?
They're testing on folk.
Yeah.
That's what they
never
do. They've
always been testing on Americans. I brought up the other fact. There's a video on YouTube you can watch where they ordered the soldiers from, they're in the trenches. They set off the A-bomb, and they tell the soldiers to walk towards the mushroom cloud. It's right there on the video.
Or the, scientists,
what about the mushroom?
Have it floating right over their heads, and they looking up at it. Yeah, I remember that, Joe. I'm with you on that one.
And they had Air Force pilots. They detonated the H-bomb or the A-bomb, and they had the pilots fly pretty close to the mushroom cloud. They've done a lot of this stuff.
It's like the mosquito experiment they done in America, that they did in America.
They
was spraying
the they still doing that.
Yeah.
They got this. They were starting this thing, in New York City sometime this month about airflow. In order to try to find out how they can protect the people who live in New York from terrorists, I bet you that fucking so-called harmless gas is going to be another. They're going to find out a few years from now. It's another scandal where they release some bacterial agent into the atmosphere.
Man, I'm telling you what they're doing, Joe. I'm telling you what they're doing right now, Joe. This is what they're doing. They're practicing all this stuff right now, and the only thing that is a massive sleep agent. They're going to, you know, trying to figure out how they can disperse it and make it work. Why not test it over New York? You know?
They did it before.
Yeah, they're going to put Joe them to sleep, the ones that want to grab their guns and shoot, and they be asleep, they can't shoot when they come to get them.
Yeah, probably.
And what good is it to have your weapon then?
They did it with, what they do, they did it back in the 1970s. They dumped something in the New York subways. What was it? What was it, syphilis bacteria, something like that?
Oh, yeah.
But they did, and then they also did an experiment. And the doctor that did the experiment, they didn't do nothing to him. He was putting ashes in the pep smears the women were doing. And he was putting ashes to make them come out positive.
MK,
and they didn't do nothing to him.
MK Ultra, no, he was a CIA agent.
This has been about 10 years ago.
Oh, 10 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's
and they didn't do nothing to him. You said it stopped in 74.
Maze, do you understand English?
Well, you were so concerned about being about the women being sterile, so... I'm just
so in other words, the
still doing
no.
an experiment for population control.
Yeah.
It's not working.
Well, if everything goes as Joe says with the police state and you know all that good stuff that's coming, yeah, you know, that's what they're working on. Of course, they're not going to tell you. You know, they're going to say it's to kill mosquitoes or the... Huh?
It's a logical conclusion.
Yes, it is. A very logical conclusion.
They've been doing that ever, like I said, they've been doing that ever since Nero, Hitler, in modern times, Stalin, Mao. The whole idea is to control the world.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you think it is, Maze?
It really don't matter to me.
It doesn't matter to you? So you're an apathetic American?
I'm just passing through here.
Well, come back tomorrow then.
You would.
Anyway. All right, y'all. Y'all listening to Whatever Wednesday here on Let's Talk. You want to join the conversation, 347-838-8622. What you want to talk about? Hey, I don't care. As you see, we all over the place today. So what y'all want to talk about? Where you at, Knowledge?
I'm here, my man.
All right. So what's on your mind today? What you want to talk about?
actually, I don't really want to start nothing, so that's one particular subject I really don't want to get into, but
okay,
yeah, that whole Agent Orange thing. I had the privilege of working for the government as a very young man, so I became mm-hmm. very good friends with a Vietnam vet, and we did a lot of studies on that whole Agent Orange thing, and that was really something, and that was back in 1980 for me, so that was before the general public was even aware that they were spraying and calling it a disinfectant for the crops or whatever the hell that they were doing. But he was victimized by it, and I saw up close and personal the results of somebody who had inhaled those intoxicants. Nothing nice.
Nothing.
Nothing nice at all.
Mm-hmm. I know, man. I tell you, it wasn't nothing nice. And, you know, I see a lot. And that's why a lot of them walk around here now, believe it or not, homeless, because they choose to be that way because of that kind of stuff.
I was just about to say, probably the homeless vets, most of them, probably are infected with the Agent Orange poison.
Yeah, there's a lot of them like that. That's why they choose to do that. You know, I don't care how much they just feel better out there, you know, in the world, I guess you can say. In the world. And speaking of that, I got a question to ask. And you know, every time I hear this, I just start laughing. What makes America the free world? Please, somebody ask me that. I thought, you know, pretty much everybody, you know, was kind of. No, but what makes America the ultimate free world, as they say?
It's free enterprise.
Oh.
So basically, you can come here. Like the gold rush days, and
uh-huh.
you can do the proverbial stake your claim. That's the whole moniker of the free world, is that once you come here, you can make all your dreams come true. The problem is people don't understand. There's a reason why they call it the American dream. The key word is dream.
I was about to say that.
Some people might fulfill it, most won't.
They're in a nightmare.
Exactly. But at the end of the day, we want you to all come. Everybody come. Because everybody ain't going to make it. We're okay with that.
And the ones that come and get 5 years, no tax. They're exempt from
exactly.
tax. But then we want to put up a fence to keep somebody out. On one end of the border and the other end of the border is wide open.
Well, like I say, that's just
Canadian
for sure.
On the Canadian side, anything can come through.
That's
and
just
we
to
don't
make
care.
It look good. That's just to make it look good. Trust me, they're not trying to keep all of them out. That's for damn sure. Oh, that's what I'm trying to tell y'all. All right,
well,
Bernie,
no,
where you at?
The only reason why the immigration is even a big deal is because who benefits from illegal immigrants?
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm around a bunch of noise right now, Eric. I'll get back with you.
All right.
Employers.
Yeah.
The general public doesn't benefit. All we can do is bitch about it. But the people who actually make the money, the people who are actually getting over, are this big business. And now it's not even big business. When I moved to Georgia in 2002, I'm from California. I grew up with Mexicans. Okay? And I never saw Mexicans hanging out in groups in front of places where somebody would come to pick them up,
mm-hmm.
to take them to go to work until I moved to Georgia. Now, what made this such a strange phenomenon to me is that Georgia is three states away from the closest state to the Mexican border, which is Texas. How are they getting all the way to Georgia? They're not flying here. Not if you walk across the border, you ain't buying no airplane ticket on Southwest to go from Texas or New Mexico or Arizona to Georgia. So how are they getting them here? They're importing it.
It's like they did the Lost Boys that came to America from Africa. I forget how many of them it was that came, but they did not come here willingly. From churches
back
here.
And see, there's a pipeline that's been established here in the southeast,
mm-hmm.
where you got all these Mexicans here. I'm not talking about the Cubans in Florida because they just the Cubans and the Dominicans, that's just 90 miles off the coast of Florida, the Keys. But when you start talking about Mexicans in Georgia, Texas is three states away. If you're crossing the border and you ain't got no money, and you don't have no car. How are you able to get from Texas to Georgia?
And they were enjoying the labor until they figured out that they were ready in the same boat that the Hispanics was in, and then they started having a fit and trying to do laws to get rid of them because they wanted to rip
exactly.
them out. So they could
exactly.
get rid. But the people don't have a fit about that. They come have a fit about a fence going across Mexico. It's just like the drug trade that came through here. Now you have them come through here.
It's all about the money. And see, people have to go back to the Clinton administration when he put the legislation through for the North American Free Trade Agreement and the General Agreement on Trade and Tariffs. Once that went into place, that's when this whole immigration thing became an issue because all of a sudden the major corporations in this country, and this is where people don't understand how GATT works, the major corporations in this country were able to send everything over, whether not even overseas, just across the border. So what it did was it destabilized the infrastructure in terms of manufacture, the car industry, so they could take all that labor, get rid of it here, because all of that stuff here was unionized. Okay, when you go back into the car industry, back in the 70s, if you work for GM or Ford or any of those companies, hell, you were in a union. You were making about $50,000 a year at that time. You had a nice house. You had insurance. You had everything. They completely destabilized that, sent that across the border, and with GATT, the General Agreement on Trade and Tariffs, they could produce the same thing, bring it back across the border, and not get taxed. So they were able to eliminate the bottom line, which is what Joe was talking about earlier, which is the cost of employing somebody. They were able to cut that off at the knees. So now they were able to produce their products for only a quarter of what they were paying, and it was probably less than that, and they were able to bring it back into the country and not get charged a tariff. Money hand over fist.
Then they came up with the right to work states to where they could just fire you for any reason. And you had
Exactly.
Yeah. You had people saying, like, I got the right to work in this. They like, no, that's not it.
And you know what, Mace? I didn't find out about right to work until I moved here to Georgia. And then when I saw what it was, I was like, how the hell did the citizens of this state let some legislation like this go through? You can be fired for any reason or no reason at all.
Because you know how it was done. It was done back in the day when, certain citizens didn't have a say in it. So, and that's what it was meant
but,
for.
But my
that's
thing
why
is
it was talk, put on the book.
Here's my thing, though. Majority of the people in any state are employees. They're not employers.
But
the,
how
the
many
percentage
of, them,
of employers is probably no more than like 1% or 2% of a state's population.
But how
everybody
many,
else
got to
work
go,
for somebody.
Yeah, but how many of them actually go back and notice and looks at what's on the books
none.
As far as employment in their state?
None. That's where you're right at.
And that's how they can get away with it. Until
well,
someone gets fired and or raises a stink about it. And
well,
see, then
lot.
It then becomes an issue. Huh?
They have more states like that now because when they were running, they were trying to get
hey,
a lot
yeah,
of
Texas.
Like,
Texas is one of them.
Texas is one. Virginia is one. Yeah. And
I think Arizona is one also.
Yeah, and I'm saying, but the people were thinking it was something good from the way it sounded. They weren't thinking that they were thinking they had the right to work. Nothing could happen to them. That's why they were trying to get.
Of course, it's all look. Let's be honest. It's all in the wording.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's all in the word.
Confusion.
If it sounds one way and nobody looks deeper into it, then it's all gravy. It's all gravy. You know.
But they in Ohio they switched laws around to be the opposite of what it really is.
Well, that's not something new.
No,
it's been going on for eons and eons.
It's been like when they realigned the districts and stuff to put you in a district you probably don't want to be in. But the next thing you know, they realigned this and redlining and all this stuff. That's why we see what we see in the laws that they have. They didn't ask the people
that they want to be in.
They just changed and put them.
That is funny. They're the realigning of
it
districts.
Makes no sense. Yeah. And what can
somebody
gets
mad. We need to change this. Yeah, I
understand. But it's going to get worse before it gets better because what we've done as a general public, and I'm not talking about any particular individual here, but just as a general public, what we have done is allowed this machine to pick up steam to the point of where they are introducing and passing legislation, and they don't even care what people think about it. They could care less because it's been going on for so long. And see, this is one of my big complaints, especially in the black community, is that most people plan a year or 2 years in advance.
Mm-hmm.
People in power plan 50 to 100 years in advance, knowing that they're not going to be here. However, they're putting it in motion because they know that their descendants and people of their ilk are going to be coming through after them to see it through. And that's where we are at a huge disadvantage because our thinking in terms of planning is usually no more than a couple of years. Now, imagine the difference between one individual that thinks 100 years in advance and the other individual who thinks 2 to 5 years in advance. Somebody's going to have a huge advantage because somebody's plan is going to be much more detailed, much more thought out, much more intricate, and it's going to involve more people.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. Hey, we already a witness to that with the Rothschilds and the J.P. Morgans and the Rockefellers and you know, it all started way back when, and we still running things
ago.
Today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I always say is that as black people, we like to, I use the term romanticize. We always talk about the way that we want things to be or how we wish they would be. instead of dealing with the way that things are. There's a huge difference. Yeah, I want the world to be a certain way. I want things to be a certain way. But guess what? At the end of the day, I got to deal with the way things are. Not what I wish, not what I want. The way it is. And if we can collectively get that mentality, stop, and see, that's how we got sucked into this whole Obama thing. It's like, okay, first black president, black people jumped on that. He was going to be president without the black vote. That ain't even what got him in office. That man was, his first job, his first internship was with, his first internship was with Henry Kissinger. That tells you right then and there, he's connected, he's being groomed. And no, we haven't had one president who rose to prominence the way that that man did. He didn't even complete his whole term as a senator when he got elected. He became a senator, and right in the middle of that, he got thrust into presidential race, and then, boom, he's president, just like that. And now people are seeing what he's doing, and they're becoming disenchanted, and it's like, why? First of all, he's not a black president. First of all, he's a politician. They're all the same.
That's what Rush Limbaugh was talking about when he said he hoped that the president would fail at what his policies were. And everybody thought that...
Rush who?
Never mind, mate. Maybe you'll hear from someday.
Well, you know what? Before you go into that, Joe, let me just say this real fast. That is exactly what Clarence Thomas was saying in his interview. You know, he don't say much, but when he said the elite had already approved Obama, that's what he was talking about. But a lot of people, you know,
thought.
Whatever, mate. Anyway, but I wanted to get that out there. Go ahead, Joe. Okay. We're going to speak to the poll on the sideline in a minute.
He wasn't even really fully vetted, hardly at all. The thing is that when Rush Limbaugh said he would fail, it's because Rush Limbaugh saw him as a Marxist. He wanted him to fail in Obama's real agenda of bringing down America. That's what old Limbaugh was talking about.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know you're an Obama-nite, but I can't help you.
Whatever. And I know you're a Ron Paul-nite, and I can't help you either.
Thank you.
Okay. I ain't have no problem with you liking Ron Paul. That's your flavor.
Look, I'm not a...
But Mr. Talk, here's what we got to understand. When you hear the words left wing and right wing, it's the same bird.
Hand in hand.
Say that again.
You can choose the left, you can choose the right. You're still sitting on top of the same damn bird.
That's it. And you know what? And I'm going to ask this question, and maybe somebody can help me. Now, you know, during a presidential election, right, how come you always come down to two people, as in the two candidates, you know, that's supposed to be the ones that are telling you the truth? Well, what about the rest of them? Why can't we have a besides the dual race, why can't we have three or four people running for president, you know, asking for votes at the same time?
You can, but you're living in a two-party system. So you can have three or four people running.
Okay.
But
Wait a minute. Okay.
Go ahead.
Now, I understand we're supposedly living in a two-party society, right? However, there are other parties out there, right?
Yes.
So, and my point is this. You know, it's to go back to what we're saying, that everybody's chosen, and, you know, the people going to the polls to vote is just a cover for the people they already know who's going to be in office any day go away. But my thing is, why don't we bring the other, you know, quit trying to kill the other people. And you know, it's just a what word am I looking for? Help me out, y'all. What word am I looking for to where they just destroy the other ones to make them look good? Y'all know what I'm talking about. I guess I just said it. You know, where they just
you did.
Just dismantle the other groups like the Tea Party. Joe's
they slander them, they smear them. Yeah.
Huh?
Mm-hmm. They try to make them irrelevant. Yeah.
Right. Huh?
What I don't understand is, like, you had Rand Paul running for president, but he still was a senator. So he ran under Republican, but he ran as another name, but he was still voting with the Republicans, which I didn't understand. What's the difference?
There is no difference.
Yeah.
But then you have them saying that he's going to do this different and he's going to do this. And now you got his son, probably,
well,
if he ran for president,
and
they don't lose their job. And you got the one that ran was running for VP. What's his name? Ryan. He had somebody running against him, but still he gets his seat back. But the people pretend they hated him so much. Now you figure that one out.
Figure it out, man.
Yeah.
It's all a big Ponzi scheme.
And when
you
get to the
word,
what I don't understand when it gets when I'm not understanding when it get to the Congress just look like one group of people. You can't get nobody else in there but these old people that's been there forever that need to go home. But can't nobody else run? And they are chosen, too, I suppose.
Yeah,
you can't get other people in there.
It's a time-honored tradition in America. It's the old boy network.
And once the,
it has never gone away.
No, and once you get rid of that, that's when the end shall come of the way government is ran. Getting rid of that system. If you get rid of that system, then you will see a change in things. But as long as you got that good old boy system there, we're going to always see anarchy. Because that's what
people have choices to make. They choose to believe what they want to believe, and they vote the way they want to vote, making excuses from now until the day they die.
No, because everybody didn't have the right to vote at one time, and they still got the same system that they had when people didn't have the right to vote.
Who's
no
talking about slavery now?
I'm not talking about slavery.
So what are
you
talking about?
I'm talking about the people that didn't have the right to vote. Women didn't have the right to vote either.
Women had the right to vote since when?
1920.
The suffragettes, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. So
what
does that got to do with anything?
Susan B. Anthony and Eleanor Roosevelt. Those are the two that got women the right to vote.
Mm-hmm.
But you still got that same.
You had the right to vote before black people had the right to practically vote, and you didn't have to even die for it. So what are you talking about, Maze?
What I just said. You still got that same good old boy system that was there.
That's the same good old boy system.
Is there now.
Benny, it needs to go. The masses are sold out to the two major parties, so voting for other parties is simply a wasted vote.
It's not that they're sold out.
The alternative, people make excuses.
It's not that people are sold out. You can choose, say, for instance, the Green Party. You can vote for the Green Party. Who's the guy that always runs under the Green Party? Real progressive.
McKinney was running under the Green Party.
Ralph.
What's his name?
No, that's
Ralph
not
Nader.
The Green Party, is it? The Ralph Nader?
That's who I'm talking about, Ralph Nader. Okay. He's very progressive.
Him and McKinney.
Right.
Yeah, him and McKinney.
Right.
Yeah.
They just, even though they're part of the system, they don't wield the same type of clout that you're going to get once it's time to start deciding who the presidential candidate is going to be. Because once that decision is made, you got to be either with the Democratic, what do they call it, when they make the nomination for the president and the Republicans do it? The National Convention.
Convention, yeah.
None of these offshoot parties can even make it into the National Democratic or Republican Convention.
Well, they're not supposed to make it in the
but
convention.
But they don't never
they're
run.
They're supposed to have their own convention, and people are supposed to judge based upon the knowledge that they get from these different conventions. They're not. What they want is to be on the same stage when they have the debates. They can't get on the stage because the rules forbid them. But at the same time, if Americans had half a brain, all they'd have to take a look at is a voting record, and take a look at the news articles, take a look at, especially now with the Internet, you take a look at the voting records, I forget the name of the site, and you judge from that. But people don't do it, and then they blame everything else. It's people's apathy and people's stupidity. The enemy is us. It's like what Charlie Brown or Snoopy said. I forget which one of those characters did it. He said, "We have seen the enemy, and the enemy is us." These people who are in Congress come from the same neighborhoods we all live in.
But what I'm saying is that you look at when these, they only run for president, all these other parties. When it comes to congressmen, they don't run. They just sit back, do nothing. Time to run for president, you see all kind of people coming out, Green Party, the House Party, or the Independent Party, and all of these people. They don't come out until you're running for president.
So they run for Congress. People still don't vote for them. It's a very simple solution.
If they ain't going to vote for him for that, they ain't going to vote for him for president either.
The simple solution is you vote for an independent.
That should be the start.
It's extremely simple. You don't like the Democrats, you don't like the Republicans, vote them out on a clean sweep. One fell swoop, get them out. Vote for an independent. But do people do that? No.
You shouldn't
have nobody. People should stop fucking complaining.
You shouldn't have nobody in their 80s, even in Congress, period.
Wasn't there a guy here in Georgia who he died
in office?
He was like damn near 100 years old.
Yeah.
He was like 90 something.
Yeah,
Strom Thurmond,
the other fucking guys.
And you got
it's irrelevant.
You got McCain, Olden Methuselah. You got
Harry
Reid. He found a vote. You got a whole lot of them to go home because that's holding up the good old boy system.
Okay.
He keeps getting voted in.
Exactly.
They don't, until they've proven they've rigged the election, I wouldn't be so sure that they haven't. Until they've proven they've actually rigged the elections to the degree that really significant, blame the American people.
I agree with that. But, you know, the rigging, that comes in with the electronic voting machine. That's when it gets rigged.
Well, they could have done that before then, too. I mean, nobody checked the votes. I mean, you've gone into the polls and you've gone inside the little booth there and you flipped the switch. It's easy to fix those elections, too. The thing is, it's a lot easier today because you can do it with a laptop about 50 feet away from the election.
While y'all throwing it out there as a possibility, you know, if
that's what
scandal's
all about. You ever see
Scandal? Yeah. Yeah,
that's yours and my favorite shows. Yeah,
they had that same scenario on Scandal.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, to where they rigged it through the voting machine.
Right.
So it's not impossible. So I'm sure somebody thought about it.
Well, they did it last election. They did it the past two elections. Diebold.
No, they did it more than the past two elections. They did it the past eight elections, not two. Probably all the other ones too.
And they rigged it with the Supreme Court with Bush winning over Gore.
Sure did. 5-4.
You know, I think that really brought it to the forefront.
This is another proud tradition of fucking America.
And then you look
so
at
the
Supreme Court.
So what is
the
purpose of the Electoral College then?
The purpose of the Electoral College is, theoretically, what they're supposed to do is vote along what the popular vote is in their particular state. However, they're not obligated to do it.
Right.
So whatever state you're in, the popular vote could be Democratic. However, if they're tied to or are associated with somebody that's Republican, they can cast their vote for that Republican candidate, which completely negates your vote for the president. And see, this is what people don't understand. When you're voting on the federal level, and the only time you vote on the federal level is for president, that's just to get you to be a part of the democratic process. Your vote counts on the state and local level. That's where your vote really counts. When they start talking about propositions, and we're going to do this to this district, and we're going to do this to that district, and we got this road initiative, we got this freeway initiative, we got this housing initiative. That's what people need to be focused on, not the presidential vote.
Yes, and also when you find these Heritage Foundations and these CPACs and all these different people that want to run the government, we don't need them. We ain't even send not one of them to office. But it seems like it's always about their point of view of what they want and what should happen.
Right, right. And our
the
system
old,
is...
good old boy system. That's
our system is never going to let
the
general public decide
a
president.
Go there.
It's never, and we had an example of that when Bush ran the second time. They are not going to let the general public decide a president. They're not going to do it.
No.
And it doesn't matter anyway, because the federal laws, we can't do anything about those anyway, no matter who's president. When the Supreme Court does what they do, we don't even vote on the Supreme Court justices. Okay? That just lets you know. And that's the highest court in the land.
And they all hold as Methusen?
Yeah. And that's a lifetime job. And that's why you hear Clarence Thomas talking.
Yeah.
Because he can't be fired. He can say whatever the hell he wants to say. He can be on that bench as long as he can hold a gavel. He could be 120 years old. If his ass can lift the gavel, he's still there.
And we wonder what's wrong with our system over here, the good old boy system.
He could be mumbling his ass off. He could be slobbing out the side of his mouth. court, what is that phrase? Court is in session. Boom. You know, and the only reason why his hand falls is because it's been in the air too long. And then here you go. Everybody comes in. Okay, court's now in session. Everybody rise. You know, and it's just a game that they play. And that's why people need to focus more on the local and state level, because that's where your vote really counts. That's where change can be affected, where you live.
Wow.
But they don't never focus on their mayors and their governors.
Well...
You get
and
the
they don't
same
sit on the
bunch
city
of
council?
Fucking apathetic idiots on the
and
local
they don't sit
level
on the city council
municipal level.
You know, where they sit in their old good old system that they got sitting on the city council.
Well, you know why, Joe?
Why?
Oh, well, I'm sorry. Here's the reason why. The name that you know. That's all I'm going to say. The name that
it's
you
the
know.
Thing. It's that goddamn syndrome where people, like right now, Congress has a 6% approval rating, the lowest rating in history. Nobody likes anybody in Congress. But why do these assholes keep getting voted back in? Because it's the name that you know. Because let's say somebody in Arkansas, maybe that'll bring Vernon back in here. Some fucking asshole in Arkansas, Vernon, who, while you're driving your
there
truck,
you go.
Who loves his fucking Arkansas bullshit politician, hates the rest of the fucking assholes in Congress.
Well, Joe,
he's
going to
vote for his Arkansas politician and say everybody else sucks.
Joe, are you sheep mad at you today or something?
But
I mean,
Joe,
what the hell is the problem, dude?
But Joe,
is your name fucking Vernon?
The Mississippi governor stayed in office for how many years? Doing nothing.
Uh-huh.
He shouldn't even been there because his mind ain't all wrapped up together. Shouldn't even been governor.
This nutcase we got down here in Texas, what's his name? Rick Perry?
Oh, Perry.
Rick Perry.
Yeah.
And
he
finally,
he's a Bilderberg baby. And people
look,
still fucking
finally,
think he's great.
Look, he finally decided he's not running for the governor anymore. So you know
well,
what that means, right?
Four terms, right?
Yeah, he'd been here forever. Like, that's
yeah.
A damn
yeah,
shit.
It's like the one in Mississippi.
Yeah, but he's going to run for president again.
Did you see the way
the
he
alcoholic?
Missed that opportunity of his? He fucked up like nobody ever fucked.
He's an alcoholic, and everybody knew it. That's what's wrong with
he
him.
He came in. He didn't even make one speech. He came in with an approval rating higher than everybody else's. As soon as he announced his presidency, his running for presidency, he came in with, like, I think they said 35% were for him. You know, all the talking heads and everybody else took a second place. Position and everything. As soon as he opened up his mouth, people are going, okay, he's a dummy.
And it's just like the one over in New Jersey. It's the one over in New Jersey. Look at him, that thing, he's the greatest
thing. Oh, what's that guy, Christy?
He need to go home.
I like Christy. But anyway, Joe, you better quit antagonizing people, too. I like Christy. I really do. Christy
well,
say, what the hell?
Got,
forget y'all.
Mm.
I like Christy.
Well, he's got a big mouth. He's
what about him you like?
He likes to espouse his views and doesn't give a shit what anybody thinks is what Christie's all about.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what, though? I like Christie because he's real. You know, of course, he'll never be president because he's too big, which is bullshit, excuse my language. But, you know, and let's be honest. How many, I mean, besides the Roosevelt, you know.
He's
I don't
getting
think
a tubal ligation.
No, he's getting a lap band.
Whatever.
Yeah.
whatever you got.
I don't believe y'all even said that. See?
And he says he's, what did he say? He said he's doing it only for himself. Yeah, like 2016 is really on his mind. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to have him chatting and stop him eating them donuts, and they don't, he's going to get bigger and bigger. But that's the problem with the country, is the governors and the mayors. But nobody never complained about them. They think they're
okay.
All right, but they're not there to benefit the people.
That's
but
the problem.
I'd just like to say something. I want, this is what I want. I want Joe to put the damn sheep away and run for office, because I would vote for him.
How about I put the sheep in your fucking mouth?
Oh, see? See, Joe? Here we go.
I told you, don't fucking mention me and my fucking sheep. What about English you don't understand?
Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Joe, why is this so personal with you, Joe?
What is it about English?
Okay.
What's wrong with your boy, Mr. Talk? Mr. Talk, I'm gonna tell you, and I'm gonna put this out here for everybody to hear right now. He got on my ass the moment I called in. If he didn't like the little moniker Macaroni Joe, I apologize for that, and I said I won't call you that no more. He's been on me like a cheap suit. I respect you. I respect your show. I'm
right.
not going to go there with it.
Okay.
But I want Joe to know something.
But you
just
know what?
Because,
I got this.
Just
wait a minute.
Let me finish.
Okay, go ahead.
Just because I talk the way that I do, please don't mistake me. I'm not from Montana. I am not from the South. I'm from Oakland, California. Whole different program. So, Joe, I'm putting you on notice. Now, I ain't never cussed you out. I ain't never talked over you. I have not intentionally ever disrespected you. Not once. And I've never done that on this show or any other show. You continue to call me out, I'll handle you. I'm done with it.
Okay.
I'm done with it.
All right. Now, I'm finna handle this right now. Hold on. Wait a minute. All right, Mace. Keep talking. I'll be right back. All right, y'all.
What were we talking about, Max?
Hold on. We're going to take a short pause here, y'all. I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah. Enjoy the music for a hot minute.
Money.
All right, we back, y'all. All right, let me bring Kat in. I'll tell you. What's up, Kat? How you doing? We're going to bring Mason, Vernon. We're going to bring everybody back here. What's going on, Kat? How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Okay, so what's the topic about today?
Whatever you want it to be, Kat.
Oh, you want to talk about nudity?
Okay, well, let's talk about nudity. As long as we ain't talking about no wrinkled nudity, yeah, no problem.
So how do you guys feel about nudity?
I love it.
Yeah, I ain't got no problems with it.
Who's nude, Kat?
Well, do you guys ever go skinny dipping?
Yeah.
Huh?
Not alone.
Yeah. I was just thinking about that today. I just wanted to stir up some conversations and see how ashamed you guys were of your bodies.
Not at all, sweetheart.
Now, hey, it's my body, hell. If I don't like it,
not
nobody else will. I mean, really, let's be honest here. I think I got a three-quarter decent body. I'm not telling anymore. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Well, I think a lot of our problems are because people are very uptight about nudity, you know. I was thinking about that earlier today. I was thinking about what to put on, like, why do we choose the clothes we wear? And, you know, like, there's certain clothes I'll wear at home, but when I go out, I don't, there are clothes I wear at home and there are clothes I wear out. I'm sure everybody's like that, but... I just quit wearing makeup and all that stuff because I just got tired of putting chemicals on my body like that. And I was just thinking about how, you know, ad agencies determine how we feel about our bodies, and we've let them do it, you know. But the thing about children, children have no problem taking their clothes off and running around naked. You ever notice that?
That's because they're not grown and they're not conditioned.
There you go.
So we're always conditioned to change ourselves, you know, to change our bodies. And we I was thinking about how young women today, well, they did in my time too, but now just this real slutty look. I mean, it's not even attractive, and it's like they're exposing just enough of their bodies to be alluring, but why do they have to fall for that? I mean, your body in itself is alluring, you know?
Well, too many of them show too much cleavage as far as I'm concerned when they're not in an appropriate place. You want to show it in a club and try to attract the guy? Fine. I don't like it when chicks show too much cleavage and then they say, hey, look up here. Don't look here. That to me is stupid.
Man. Wow. You know what? I ain't got no. Hey. You know, I guess the saying goes, you know, it leaves something for the imagination if you're out and about. But, man, I don't know sometimes. I really don't. Because it's just crazy. You know, I personally, I ain't got no problem. I think everybody should walk around butt naked. Then, you know, that takes away
the
one part of it. That's why I feel.
No. No, cover up most fucking bodies out here.
Why? Why? Then you don't have to worry about, you know, then you don't have to worry about, you know, everybody just, look, the outer appearance is there then. You know, okay, so now you got to deal with what's on the inside.
Yeah, we have to do that anyway. But why have to look at somebody's fat ass or wrinkled ass or pot belly walking around? Now, leave that for the nudists who can handle it.
Uh-huh. Well, I guess you got a point there. Well, I mean, if you think about it, it's, how could I put it? It's, okay, it's conditioning. I can't think of a note. It's conditioning.
But I guess
that's all it is. We just been conditioned for that. Go ahead, mate.
They have nude beaches and nobody walk around with clothes on. That's what people like to be nude need to get. So they really don't want to see that.
That's right.
Oh. That's because, you know what, and that's the difference between here and like in Europe. They're more open about, you know, their sexuality and their bodies. You know, even though some of them need to find what a razor is. But anyway, deodorant. But, you know, and I guess that's one thing that we probably could learn from them. But we're
they
so...
they do it over here.
Not, well, to a certain extent.
It's like a secret society that they do it. Well, I don't know. They do it like a secret society that they do different things. That we don't, won't even go that way and look at it because it's not our interest.
Oh, it's not our interest?
Uh-uh.
Or they don't want it to be.
And they switching partners and all this one and stuff like that.
Uh-huh. In the chat room, it says, I doesn't want everyone walking around butt naked. And it also, it is not meant for everyone to be in the nude.
Hell no.
Oh, Bible says, the Bible instructs us to cover up, and I believe in obeying the Bible. Yeah, but you got to remember, Bible, when we first came out, wasn't nobody covered up with nothing? So, see?
Yeah.
That's because of our sin. But anyway, go ahead, Kat.
We have a nudist community here outside of Austin, and they live there year-round.
Where?
It's out east of Austin in Bastrop County.
Really?
You didn't know that?
Oh,
winter time too.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Well, just come on down.
No problem.
You can get like a day pass and go out there. They have a pool, and the only requirement is that like when you walk around and you sit on things, you have a towel that you sit on a towel that you don't make direct skin contact with the outdoor furniture and everything.
Well, I know in Europe it was you couldn't walk. You know, if you got an erection, you would have to leave.
Really?
So I don't know how it is there, but if that's one of the requirements, I may not want to go.
Oh, geez.
You know what I mean?
That's interesting.
Some people need to always stay covered up because it's a risk. Like some wrinkle prune walking down with a big comet walking down.
I think many billions of people got to stay covered up.
Eventually, everybody becomes a wrinkle prune. So why are you holding that against somebody else?
That's why they have the beaches for the people that want to do that. A nudist beach. It's for people that's into things like that. And you will not catch me on one.
Oh.
So that's not my flavor.
That's not your flavor?
Why,
has to be a flavor? What is wrong with walking around nude?
Because Adam and Eve were doing it, and when they
do you walk around your house,
they put on clothes.
Do you walk around your house, too? You walk around
your
house,
too? Around my house. This is my castle.
Okay.
The only person to see me in my castle is my man, and that's all who
he don't answer that, Maze. Don't answer that. That's a trick question.
And you got too many proverbs out there.
That's a trick question.
So now do you get it?
Okay. All right.
Okay, that's good enough.
Wait a minute. Now, Cat done come in here talk about nudists. Cat, what are you doing today?
To me, I'm innocent.
You're innocent of what?
But naked. So you walk around your house butt naked today. That's what you're doing here, enjoying the air conditioning.
She bucket naked right now.
What?
Because it's hot in Texas. And she said, and she already said, she sweats underneath her breasts when it gets too hot.
Oh, Lord,
well,
I missed
everybody
that.
Does. Everybody does. I mean.
I don't sweat under mine.
Well, I hope not.
I'm not.
You said everybody.
Oh, Lord.
No, but down here in the summertime, you just want to wear as few clothes as possible. Like right now, if I could just go outside and just put on a pair of shorts, I'd be happy. And it would just, if it was acceptable. I am so tired. I mean, just
wait a minute. What
feel like
I'm just putting on a pair of shorts?
Going outside?
Yeah.
I would be arrested.
What kind of shorts are you talking about?
No, just she's talking about the fact that there would be nothing above the waist.
Oh, she still could do that?
No, she would be arrested for indecent exposure.
Well, okay, all right. I'm not even going there. Okay, I understand now.
But she'd like to go outside in just some shorts.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
okay,
like to go work
yeah,
in my backyard.
Slow.
Just the pair of shorts go like work in my backyard, and you know.
Well, if you got a privacy fence.
Come on, a privacy fence doesn't. The houses here are all two-story houses. Are you kidding?
She ain't worried about
privacy. She just want to go out in her shorts.
Well, I'm just saying. She said like going in her
shorts. Privacy. I just want to go out in my shorts. And guess what, Kat? I just want to be the next door neighbor. I ain't jumping the fence. I ain't doing nothing. Matter of fact, I got to call my girlfriend or my wife and say, sweetheart, see, you see her? You see how free she is? I need you to be free just like that.
And where you sleeping at tonight?
Yeah, that would be one question to pose. Mm-hmm. Yeah, wifey, why don't you go out in the street just like that?
Mm-hmm. Erykah Badu did it, and they had a fit.
Yeah, they did.
They
acted up.
Well, I think Erykah
was
on.
And I bet she looked good, too, doing it.
She looked like a little toothpick. She didn't look all that good. Yeah, she didn't look all that good. She really did.
So you saw it.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see it.
What made you think of nudity, Kat?
I don't know. I'm weird.
I'm telling you, though. Look,
no,
Kat,
you're normal.
Saying,
you're normal. You're the perfect woman because you've already said food and sex. Any man has got any damn sense. When a woman says, all I got to give my man is food and sex, guess what? I don't know about the rest of these fools, but I'm in. Feed me, sex me down, I got no complaints. None.
Well,
you could jump off the top rope. I'm good.
Okay.
Oh, there she goes.
All right, Mace, you there? Mace is quiet. Oh, you just listening? You don't agree with that? You don't agree with that recipe?
Just that's his flavor.
Huh?
That's what he likes. I have no complaint.
Oh, okay. But that's not your recipe for keeping a man, huh?
What? No.
She ain't gonna tell. She ain't gonna tell. Even if he knows, she ain't gonna tell. Because she's a God-fearing woman. She's a God-fearing woman, and I respect that.
Who's
a God-fearing woman? She's not gonna put her business out in the street.
Okay.
But I know better. I know better.
What happened to Vernon Goof and Ebony?
They dropped off. Hold on. Here comes Chris. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Chris. You're on the air. Go for it.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing fine,
What's
Chris.
What's going on with you, Chris?
Oh, man, you know. I'm doing great. Lovely weather today. Today's a good day. So the show is about anything, huh?
Yeah, the show is about anything.
Okay. Let's talk about something that affects us all in the next 20 years. This voting dumb shit that the Supreme Court did, where it's supposed to be super Supreme Court, where anybody give me some more clarification on that? Where I think African Americans, so-called Black Americans, or Black people in general can't vote no more. Is there some truth to that?
No, no. What it is what the Supreme Court did was there was I think it was Article 4, and then they came which was the actual Voting Rights Act, and then they came with the Article 5, where you had states that were imposing these Jim Crow type of rules to where they came up with stuff that disqualified you as a voter.
Mm-hmm.
And then they ruled that that was no longer fair. So what the Supreme Court did was say that this is outdated. It doesn't apply anymore. So the states that were imposing these extra requirements in order for you to be able to vote, they can institute those things back in. It doesn't dismantle your right to vote. It's just that depending upon where you live, they can have you fill out a questionnaire. Do you have a driver's license? They can ask you extra questions that can disqualify your registration to vote. That's all it is. So the voting rights haven't gone away.
Right. Remember the big thing about some states wanting you to have 2-way picture IDs and all that good stuff?
Right.
That's what it was about, Chris.
Right. So now they can institute that back in. So let's just use your state as an example.
No,
you could come in.
It's the opposite of that. It's that the states cannot impose their own particular requirements. They have to go by the federal requirements.
Because what happened was before the states would have to check with the federal government to get approval, but now they don't have to do that anymore. They can just they don't have to do that anymore.
But the federal government can
read it right. Huh?
They can still come in. They can still come in and do what they were doing if they're doing something wrong, if they're breaking the law.
No.
Is it like Aaron Holden went down in Florida? What he did when they were doing things wrong? He can still do it.
No, back in the 60s, there were certain requirements that they were imposing upon Black people, such as literacy exams, which weren't part of the normal procedure of voting. Then the feds came in. Then they had the Civil Rights Act, and they modified that. From what I'm understanding, from what I'm reading, is that the states want to do is like have a photo ID, use your driver's license. What's happening is that the Supreme Court has said you can't impose your own state requirements. We have federal requirements. You cannot impose these requirements, even though these requirements are not prohibiting anybody from voting.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is, most of the southern region is having these situations with these questionnaires and everything. If I register to vote and I have my registration card, does that mean I still have to do the questionnaire?
No. You're good.
Okay.
Legislation is for people who are registering for the first time. So basically what these states can do is they can impose extra requirements.
Mm-hmm.
No, they cannot impose
extra requirements.
No.
That's the whole
they
thing.
They can impose extra. It was already there.
Okay.
See,
let me
take
a go and look it back up and see again. Because I know
they
I
took
did
it out,
a story
Joe.
On it. I'm going to go ahead and look it up again and figure it out. I have a definite.
That's what the controversy. That's what the controversy
about.
Is about. Is that they put it back in.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Put it back. Okay.
Yeah, because if they didn't put it back in, then we're not talking about anything. All you got to do is register to vote, show your ID, you're a registered voter, you're a citizen of the United States, cast your vote.
It's
that simple.
y'all are wrong about what happened. They did not take out Section 5, which requires preclearance. It's the preclearance requirement, which requires states that have changes to their voting rights cleared by the Justice Department or federal court in D.C. before they go into effect. There still is preclearance. I mean, states just cannot make up laws now. They
That's
still have to be pre-cleared. Yeah.
By the Justice Department.
So,
it still has to be pre-cleared by them, whatever they want to do. It's like when you said you had to have a state, you had to have an ID, but it couldn't be any kind of ID. They said driver license. Everybody don't have those. You can get some fishing license and can go use them as an ID more so than you can do a student ID. It was about the student IDs they couldn't use. They wanted them to use a driver license.
You don't even need an ID. You just need, if you go, you've registered to vote, you go to vote, you can even just show your, to show anything.
Well, some places
you don't. You don't even have to show that because mine had expired and I had gotten a new one and I couldn't find it. So I went to vote. I didn't even need that. I don't even think I had to show anything.
Well, all I had to do was show my registration card and they found my name on the paper and checked it off and I went and voted. That's how I did. But some places you don't do that. You got to show an ID. That's what the big mess was about, showing an ID.
Exactly.
I'm wondering, is this just for only black people that have to show their ID? And that was my other thing. Okay, they put this in the area
know.
Of black people that they have to go through all these questionnaires and show ID and two pieces of ID.
Yeah, because they have different voting polls than people go to. And I don't understand that. Why everybody can't just go to one place and vote and be through with it? They got to have this side of town voting, that side of town voting.
Because it takes forever, number one.
I'm saying, you just found one big place, just like when they want the other people to stick their finger in the ink, and you came out and you had voted. It was so simple. And how many people were in line in other countries?
Right, right.
But it's so hard over here.
And that's what controversy is about, because if it was so easy to just go in and, I don't have my ID, and then they could pull your name up, then there's no controversy. What the hell was the deal?
Okay.
If all you got to do is show your ID and you're good, then you're good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Back then. But then again.
But I said, what's the purpose of the voter registration card if you got to have all the ID and stuff and they have you in the book? Your number's there and your name is there, and you just give it to them. But they want to see a picture of the person.
Because the crooked, were actually having voter registration cards drawn up on people that had died some eons ago and using them, sending people in with that registration card to vote. So, people were double, triple voting and for certain candidates. So that's why.
They would go to different precincts. That's why I say it's just one race.
And, with the recent elections with President Obama and the other against the other folk, I guess you can say the mudslinging started So they got to do what they got to do to stop it. I guess you can say it like that. But, it's something behind it. You know what I mean? Regardless.
Well, here it says in the Wall Street Journal, the high court case has reinforced that in areas where Washington holds constitutional authority over immigration and in a Monday's case, the rules for federal election states may not override Congress's judgment. And including Avalon, Randall, blah, 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 blah. Let's go down a little further. The latest Supreme Court case involved a state initiative approved. This is long. Okay. People want to read this. It's called Top Court Quashes Arizona Voter Law. Top Court Quashes Arizona Voter Law in the Wall Street Journal. So what it's basically saying is that the laws of the states cannot impose.
But when was that article written?
Was that written
before the repeal of the voter rights?
This was written June 12th,
yeah.
June 17th.
So when the repeal of the voting that part of the Voting Rights Act, they can't use that anymore as the way to squash those. So what'll happen is states will still try to pass these voter ID laws, and it'll be drug through court and taken to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court will have to rule on the legalities of voter ID specifically for all states.
Yeah,
unless
it's motor voterable. Mm-hmm.
Unless the Congress go and put it back like it was. But
right.
Congress
is
not doing anything.
The Civil Rights Act. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And that'll take another 2 years.
2 years? Probably a little bit more than that.
Chris is already a registered voter, you ain't got shit to worry about.
Exactly.
You ain't got shit to worry about.
Okay.
You're good.
Okay.
And anybody in your camp that's a registered voter has nothing to worry about. It doesn't affect you.
Here's a picture. It says, residents line up in Phoenix on Election Day in 2012. The Supreme Court said Monday the state's proof of citizenship requirement violated federal law. So, in other words, the state was trying to impose other requirements, stricter requirements, supposedly, than congressional law. Congress said what's already in place is good enough for people to vote. The states wanted to use photo ID, motor law, which I don't find anything wrong with. If you're a citizen, even if you're not, even if you don't have a car, you can get a photo ID to show that you're a citizen.
But they were saying driver's license, not photo ID. That's what I said.
That would be
the same thing.
But here's where the controversy with that came in, that a lot of minorities didn't have that and you know, basically couldn't go and get one.
Right.
You know,
that's where the
controversy came in at.
And they were saying
they fall in that category.
And they said the students couldn't use their IDs and the veterans couldn't use their IDs. It had to be a driver's license. Everybody don't drive.
Exactly.
And it says here the latest Supreme Court case involved a state initiative approved by voters in 2004 that required proof of citizenship when Arizonians sought to register to vote under the motor voter law. And it goes on to say, a 1993 federal statute, formerly known as the National Voter Registration Act, that proof could be a passport or copy of a birth certificate. Under the federal law, which, among other things, allowed individuals to register to vote when getting a driver's license, registrants only needed to sign a form attesting they were eligible to vote under penalty or perjury. So it was simple, under federal law. States wanted to make it photo ID and driver's license, which I again don't see anything wrong with it. You can't be turned down for trying to get a photo ID.
But it wasn't about the photo ID. It was about just only one ID. That was driver's license.
But
no student can use that ID.
Didn't want to get a driver's license because you didn't drive. You could get a photo ID or a passport or a copy of a birth.
That's what I said. Any kind of ID should matter, but it wasn't any kind. It was just one driver's license.
No,
where was it
that
made?
Proof could be a passport or a copy of a birth certificate.
I don't think there's any state that just requires a driver's license.
Some states was requiring driver's license. Some states students couldn't use their student ID. Some places military people could not use their ID. In different states, it was different laws.
Well, maybe
yeah.
So.
Florida was one. Yeah. Remember the 100-and-something-year-old lady? She didn't have a birth certificate.
Mm. Wow.
You remember her?
Yeah, I remember hearing about that. You know, it's just, it was just, it, you know,
but she couldn't
it's like we was talking earlier, you know, just
mm-hmm.
any way they can to disrupt the system, you know, the get who they want there and where they need them at, that's what they're going to do. Of course, we know the Supreme Court, they know they duck on certain things and certain
yeah.
things they'll rule on. So, I mean, you know, I don't even, that's like walking around naked, you know, some
mm-hmm.
good and some ain't good. So.
Because sometimes it takes them years to get. Sometimes it depends on what it is. It takes years to get to the court. But lately, yes. it won't even take a year to get to the court.
I just went to Google. I just went to Google Earth, and there's some property next door to Cat that's available. So I'm gonna put a bid in.
Wow. Okay. You and Kat got some private messages going on here. Okay. Okay.
Kat is a happily married woman. She's a grandmother. I'm not, man, please. I am not even worried about that. But if if I could just sit back and watch something, I'm good. I'm good. I'm not trying to jump over the fence or come out the second story window and get involved in something. No.
So you like to watch, huh, Knowledge? You like to watch.
Oh, I'm a voyeur. We all are.
No, we're not all.
Go back and watch one of my favorite movies, which was by Alfred Hitchcock, Rear View.
Oh, that's a good movie.
That is so good. Yeah.
Go back and watch that. He talked about voyeurism before we actually got into it, and we are a voyeuristic society. Everybody's got a cell phone. Everybody's putting stuff on camera. The reason why, you remember, and look at the evolution of cell phones. When you first bought a cell phone, it didn't come with a camera. You had to have a contract. You had to have a credit check. They give cell phones away now, and every cell phone comes with a camera because you know what? That means you're a policeman now. You get to film everything.
Yeah, the policemen don't agree, but yeah.
Policemen don't agree, but they love it because when they're doing the right thing, it works in their favor.
Yeah. That is true. All right, y'all. It's 4:27. I need to get up out of here. I got Bible study tonight. I ain't messing with y'all.
That's a good man. He got Bible study.
That's right.
I love him for that.
But before we go, we're going to go ahead and let y'all get y'all last words in. Last in, first out. Where you at, Chris? Bring it on.
Right here. Don't have much to say. This is one of my favorite shows of the week because everything is, you know, going from one subject to the next, and nobody knows how is the show going to turn out from one subject to the next. Love the show. Each and every last one of you, have a great evening. That's it.
Oh. All right. Thank you, sir. And see you tomorrow. Have a good one. All right, Kat, with your nakedness.
I'm with Chris, and I agree with what Chris says. He's a good man, and this is a great show, and I like coming here. Anyway, that's it.
Oh, okay. All right. Go on, hang out in the backyard then. Have a good one.
Yeah, what you wearing there?
Oh, whatever. Yeah. Mate, where you at?
I say keep your landline along with your cell phone, because you never know when it might go out. With that, I'm gone.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. See you tomorrow. All right, Joe Diddley.
Man, a few words. Take it easy.
All right, sir. See you tomorrow. Mr. Knowledge, last but not least. Hello? Knowledge, are you there? Has he muted himself, y'all? Oh, okay.
My bad. I had muted myself. Great show as always. You always have great topics. I have a great deal of respect for your show, what you do, and what you bring. I don't think enough people give you credit for the fact that you do the right thing and you make sure that you give everybody a voice. And I think that that's the most important thing. And for all the people that are listening, I'm a big proponent of Mr. Talk Show because he lets everybody be themselves. And for a lot of people, that's hard to do. And I just give you a big shout out. This ain't even about me. It's about you. I love the work that you do. I'm 100% supporter of what you do.
And I think there's big things ahead for you. I'm out.
All right. All right. Thank you, Mr. Knowledge, and I'll see you tomorrow. Man, I'm telling you, that made me feel kind of wow. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. And I try to do my best on a daily basis. I really do. And I do appreciate everybody that calls in, everybody in my chat room, everybody listening, everything that helps me put this, everybody that helped me put the show together. Hey, I love y'all. Yeah, I love y'all. I can admit that. Oh, Lord have mercy. Some of y'all try my patience, though. Y'all really do. Y'all just don't know. But, hey, the Lord is working with me. As Steve Harvey said, he ain't done with me yet, but, hey, he's working with me. All right. Anyway, hey, another great show here. Hey, today was Wednesday. Whatever Wednesday. I like that. I like that, you know, because sometimes you do need a chance just to give y'all a chance. I need to give y'all a chance just to say what's on your mind. Okay. You know, Cat talk about nakedness, though. Y'all know what, though? It's so hot here in Texas. I can see what she's talking about because it's hot. But anyway, I want to thank everybody for joining us today. If you want to leave any comments, you know, just go to send me an email at ericlesstalk@gmail.com or stop by my Facebook page, befriend me, you know, send me a shout out or whatever you want to do at Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. Tomorrow's topic is, I have no idea right now. Oh, I do have an idea what it is. Jealousy. Why is it so destructive? That's tomorrow's topic, and we're going to talk about that thing there called jealousy because, yeah, we need to talk about that. Okay, so don't forget jealousy. Why is it so destructive? That's the topic for tomorrow. Until then, y'all have a good one. Love y'all. Keep smiling, show appreciation, and don't forget to forgive with an open heart. But before you do, make sure you've forgiven yourself first. All right? Well, with that being said, I'm about to roll up out of here, and we're going to let R. Kelly take us out of here with happy people. Until tomorrow, y'all have a good one. I'm out of here.
Ladies and gentlemen, this here's another one for the steppers. DJ Wayne Williams, put the record on. Questions you have passed.